Hello, welcome to For You. This is Rainbow.
And this is Elsie.
Elsie, have you ever heard of the U.S. Navy SEALs?
Wow, sounds so, so serious.
It's super serious. Today's article is very serious.
Yeah, and I used to watch this TV show called SEAL Team.
Really?
Yeah, so I kind of know what they're doing. And you are right. I think that it's very serious and their training is really hard.
Oh, yeah. So U.S. Navy SEALs, actually, when I was in high school, I had a classmate. He was really cool. When he graduated, he decided to join the U.S. Navy SEALs. I mean, he looks like he's super buff right now. Ooh. He's very, very serious. And I imagine he's super strong and the training is really hard. But when he came back, his face was all just very serious because I think he saw some scary stuff out there.
That's so cool. You had a classmate who joined the U.S. Navy SEALs. Do you know why he joined the Navy SEALs?
I think it was because he didn't really want to do college and he wanted to. He was American, so Americans are very patriotic. He wanted to fight for his country. He did really well out there, and I think he got a few medals, too.
Anyway, he looks incredible now.
That's the most important part, honestly. All right, so let's jump straight into today's article. Very serious article, but we'll make it fun on the U.S. Navy SEALs.
Reading.
The U.S. Navy SEALs, striking silently in the night. Small waves quietly lap onto a beach at night and then return to the ocean. Everything is calm and peaceful under the moon. Then a dark head rises from the water, followed by another and then several more. Slowly, their goggles, vests, and machine guns come into view. These silent soldiers are none other than the U.S. Navy SEALs. The Sea, Air, and Land Teams, or SEALs, are the U.S. Navy's main special forces soldiers. They carry out small operations that always start at and return to water in some way. This could be a river, sea, ocean, swamp, or any other body of water. The history of the SEALs goes back to World War II. At that time, the U.S. Navy found itself unprepared to carry out secret missions on or near water. In 1942, the U.S. Navy created the Amphibious Scout and Raider School. By 1962, the training they had come up with would help with the creation of the U.S. Navy SEALs.
All right, so today's article starts with a scene. Imagine this. Small waves quietly lap onto a beach at night and then return to the ocean. So we have this beautiful scene and we're seeing nothing but an empty ocean and it's very quiet.
Lap 这个字呢，我们通常看到它的时候都是名词，代表大腿。不过这边当动词，它是海浪轻轻拍打的意思。那今天文章开头呢，给了我们一个漂亮又浪漫的景色。他说晚上，小小的海浪静静的轻拍海滩后，又回到大海之中。It sounds so beautiful and romantic.
It does. Is it a date? Everything is calm and peaceful under the moon. So the first word we have here is peaceful. This is an adjective describing quiet where nothing is disturbed. It's very still. So when we talk about peace or peaceful, we have the opposite, which is war or violence. So if it's peaceful, there's no war, no violence. Example sentence here, the baby looks so peaceful when he's asleep.
Cute baby.
Yeah.
Peaceful 这个形容词呢就是宁静的。那如果我们把字尾的 F-U-L 拿掉就会变成 peace 这个名词宁静和平。像是我们说的 inner peace 就是内心的宁静。那回到文章里面呢我们说海浪回到大海之后月光下的一切风平浪静 calm and peaceful.
Then a dark head rises from the water.
Huh?
Followed by another.
What?
And then several more. Oh my gosh, that's not what I thought was going to happen. What is going on?
接下来呢，水面竟然冒出一颗一颗又一颗黑暗的头。What's going on here? What are they?
Oh, let's look at what these heads are. Okay. It says, slowly their goggles, vests, and machine guns come into view. Oh my goodness, that's quite a view, and it's very scary. These are goggles. Okay, so goggles are like close-fitting glasses with shields.Which protect the sides. They're used in war or used like in a science experiment or something. The vests that are worn are probably bulletproof vests. Mm. Okay, so they're heavy-duty vests. And then they're guns, machine guns. Oh, that sounds really scary.
So vests 是背心 bulletproof vests, 那就是防弹背心。他们还有 goggles, 就是护目镜或我们说的蛙镜也可以。那除了这些之外呢还有 machine guns, 机关枪。They come into view, 他们都出现在眼前。那我们现在造一个 vest 的例句哦。Edward puts on his yellow vest whenever he's at work so that people can see him from far away. Okay, Rainbow. So who are these people in the article?
Oh, so it says these silent soldiers are none other than the U.S. Navy SEALs. So we have quite the introduction here of the scene being established, of the soldiers coming out, peering from beneath the ocean. When we say they are none other than the U.S. Navy SEALs, it means there's no one other than those. So there's no one else but these people that look like this. And these people are very important.
所以 none other than 就是正式的意思。这群沉默的士兵正是 the U.S. Navy SEALs.、Mm. Silent 这个字呢，它代表就是形容词，寂静无声的，沉默的。For example, every student was silent as soon as the teacher walked into the classroom.
Oh, that sounds like the teacher's really scary. Ooh. So here we also have the word Navy. Navy is a part of the country's armed forces, and they're trained to operate at sea. All right, so our example sentence here is, Jane always wanted to join the Navy because she likes everything related to the oceans.
Navy 就是海军啦。What about SEALs?
Oh, that's an abbreviation, which means it's S-E-A-L-S, short for something. So the next paragraph here says, the sea...Air and land teams, or SEALs, S-E-A-L-S, are the U.S. Navy's main special forces soldiers. So these are all names of American special forces, basically.
Oh, I see. 所以呢 SEALs, 它代表就是海陆空全包的特种精英，又称海豹部队，是美国的主要特种部队士兵。That sounds so cool.
What do they do? So let's check it out. It says, they carry out small operations that always start at and return to water in some way. So the first phrase we have here is to carry out, which means to execute, basically make something happen. Usually we refer to carry out with the word operation. So we carry out an operation. An operation is a special task or a job. It could be dangerous or secretive, like a government mission that nobody can know about, or a secret mission like in the action movies. So these are also called secret operations. We can also call them covert operations. Now, if we're doing something illegal, it could be a robbery, like in the most recent Ocean's 8 series, or there's also Ocean 11, Ocean's 13. So in the case of the U.S. Navy SEALs, the operations all happen in the water at some point. Different kinds of water, rivers, seas, we'll talk about that later. So the word Navy, again, is military operations at sea.
To carry something out, 还可以说成 carry out something, 代表就是执行某事某任务。那我们这边看到的 operation, 这个名词呢就是任务的意思。所以回到文章呢我们说海豹部队所执行的是在水中出发和结束的小型任务 small operations。
Ooh, so let's keep going. The next part says, this could be a river, sea,ocean, swamp, or any other body of water. So there are different types of body water in which these soldiers operate at. So we are probably familiar with rivers. So for example, in Taipei, we have Danshui River, and we have the sea and the ocean. somewhere far away. They're pretty much the same. And then we have the word swamp, so that's a bit interesting. A swamp is an area of lower water that's usually found in forests. So if you've seen this movie, Jumanji, have you seen this movie?
Yeah.
Yes, so they're always fighting in the swamps.
所以这边说到呢，河流、海洋、沼泽就是 swamps， 或是任何其他水域都包括在内。When were the U.S. Navy SEAL teams formed?
Oh, so it dates back actually a long time ago. So the next paragraph talks about some of this history and background. It says the history of the SEALs goes back to World War II.、Mm. So now we're basically explaining when it happened, and we learned that they were established a very long time ago during the war.
Go back to, 后面加上一个时间点的话呢，代表是追溯到某时间点。那美国海豹部队的历史追溯到 World War II, 也就是第二次世界大战 between 1939 to 1945.
So at that time, the U.S. Navy found itself unprepared to carry out secret missions on or near water.So it means they were not ready, basically. They were not prepared. So the word secret, I probably mentioned this before, this is something that is not known by others. So if you use a secret as an adjective, like a secret mission, secret operation, it means we don't know this. But if I want to tell you a secret, it's a noun, that means I have something to tell you that I don't want you to tell other people about. So in this case, the government doesn't want anybody to know about the secret or the secret mission. So an example sentence here is, Jones opened the entrance of the secret tunnel by putting the right brick in the wall.
Secret 在文章中当形容词在用是秘密的，那 mission 是任务，所以 secret mission 那就是秘密任务，不可以告诉别人的。那这边还有个例句哦 ，The mission of this organization is to help improve water quality of this area.回到文章呢，我们说到在二次世界大战期间啊，美国海军发现自己还没有准备好 ，they were not ready， 在干嘛呢？在附近水域来执行秘密任务。那该怎么办呢
？What were they supposed to do？
我们在这里呢看到了一个句型是 find 加上受词，再加上受词补语。那 find 在这边解释是觉得或是发现。在这个句型中啊，常见的受词补语有形容词、现在分词或者是过去分词。那文章中的句型受词补语为形容词，就是 unprepared 这个字，表示没有准备的。来补充说明受词，受词是谁呢？是 itself， 也就是美国海军自己。再给同学们一个例句哦 I found my bike stolen this morning 我这边接在 found 后面的受词是 my bike 受词补语是 stolen 也就是一个过去分词因为它是被动脚踏车被偷接下来我还可以说、啊、I found my brother riding my bike to school when I was looking for it on the street 这边的受词是 my brother那受词补语是哪一个呢？是 riding。为什么用动词 ing 呢？因为它是一个主动的动作。
Alright, so the next part of the article says, in 1942, the U.S. Navy created the Amphibious Scout and Raider School. Wow. So this is a special school which is training the Navy so that they could be ready for war.
所以在1942年的时候呢，美国海军创立了两栖侦察兵，还有突袭兵学校。So cool, but
sounds super cool.
So serious.
Like guns and stuff.
Yeah. The last sentence says, by 1962, the training they had come up with would help with the creation of the U.S. Navy SEALs. 课文这边呢，我们看到主词加上过去完成式，过去完成式复习一下哦，就是 had 再加上一个过去分词。那这边呢，用来表示的是某事在过去的时间当中持续了一段时间，所以这边指的是啊，这间学校在1942年到1962年之间所想出来的训练，帮助了海豹部队的 creation。creation 这个名词呢，就是创建、创立的意思。那它的动词。帮同学们复习一下咯叫做 create, 创造、创建。那形容词就是 creative, 有创造力的、有创意的。所以到了1962年两栖侦察兵与突袭兵学校所想出来的训练就造就了海豹部队的形成。
Wow!
So Rainbow, have you watched this show that I talked about?
No, never!
SEAL Team?
No!
I think you can Watch it today.
I just feel like it's going to be like a bunch of like really buff men with big guns.
Oh, yeah.
Guns means like also means like your biceps and also guns.
Like this?
So many guns.
Real guns and muscles.
Do you have any guns?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I try to have some.
I try to
have I work out.
Hopefully, you guys can all watch it, though.
Yeah, and then you gotta tell me about this show tomorrow.
I'll tell you about all the guns.
Okay. All right, so I think now we have to go to our For You Chat.
All right, let's go.
For You Chat.
All right, so welcome to our For You Chat. I have a question for you. Would you like to become a Special Forces soldier? Why or why not? Elsie, what do you think?
Uh-uh, not for me.
Ooh, why?
I think I'll give up on the first day of training. Because the training sounds so hard in the article, right? And I got scared easily, like I said. So I'm sure I can do this. What about you?
Honestly, like, maybe not in this lifetime, but I would say I would really want to because I like a challenge. Uh-huh. So if anybody says I can't do something, I'm the kind of person who would like to prove that I can. So this is like a really, really difficult thing to beat. I mean, I would probably have to start training since I was super little, though, because I'm not like super physically that strong. But if I started when I was young, got these big guns, did like workouts every day.
Yeah.
I think I would like try it out, but I don't know if I could do it or not.
So if I say, hey, Rainbow, you can do this. You can become one of those soldiers. And you'll be like,
I wouldn't
did you just
do
say?
It.
I'm going to do it. Right?
Yeah, I'm like
You're
that.
That
if you
person.
Can't, if you can't, yes, I'm going to do it.
All right. So, but not for me. No matter how, you know, how much you say, hey, you cannot do it. Can I do it?
Be like,
no,
yeah, I
can't. I can't.
Sorry.
I'm not going to do it. I would rather just stay in one of the classrooms and teach English. That'd be okay for me.
That's a good idea as well. We both do this.
Okay. So I think our students can talk about this.
Yes.
Do you want to be one of those soldiers?
Would you like to take up the challenge?
Talk about this with your classmates. We'll see you tomorrow.
The U.S. Navy SEALs striking silently in the night. Small waves quietly lap onto a beach at night and then return to the ocean. Everything is calm and peaceful under the moon. Then a dark head rises from the water, followed by another and then several more. Slowly, their goggles, vests, and machine guns come into view. These silent soldiers are none other than the U.S. Navy SEALs. The Sea, Air, and Land Teams, or SEALs, are the U.S. Navy's main Special Forces soldiers. They carry out small operations that always start at and return to water in some way. This could be a river, sea, ocean, swamp, or any other body of water. The history of the SEALs goes back to World War II. At that time, the U.S. Navy found itself unprepared to carry out secret missions on or near water. In 1942, the U.S. Navy created the Amphibious Scout and Raider School. By 1962, the training they had come up with would help with the creation of the U.S. Navy SEALs.
Vocabulary review.
Peaceful. My family and I enjoyed a peaceful weekend at the national park. Vest. When Stephen goes fishing, he always wears a special vest which can hold all his things. Silent. There are no cars or people around. So the street is completely silent. Navy. Jerry's brother joined the Navy to serve his country at the age of 18. Secret. Rumor has it that there is a secret room in the basement of the school. Mission. To complete this mission, you will need to work with a partner.